Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. Having just had the mountaintop experience of the Transfiguration, the disciples go back down to the earth with a bump. A father brought his very ill son to the disciples, and they were completely unable to heal him. Jesus healed him immediately, and then reflected on the appalling lack of faith of his disciples. All they needed was the tiniest amount of faith, and they would then be able to perform miracles in Jesus' name. The imagery of the mustard seed is one that we've met in other places. The seed is very tiny, but can grow up into a huge shrub as high as 12 feet. Jesus' message was clear. Faith in God is so powerful that it can make incredible miracles happen. It can even move mountains. I don't happen to believe that God is calling us to rearrange mountain ranges around the world. That would be incredibly disruptive and serve no useful purpose. Jesus was talking about the problems and challenges of life, which are so massive that they seem to be impenetrable. I believe that in recent history, we have seen mountains move, and I know that huge numbers of people have prayed for those situations. When I first went behind the Iron Curtain in 1979, it was almost impossible to imagine that such a wall of separation could ever come down. But that's exactly what happened 10 years later, in the most dramatic way. And then when I reflect on Northern Ireland, where in the early 1970s, hundreds of people were being killed each year, it was very hard to imagine that the mountain of violence and tension would ever be removed. But in an incredible way, Northern Ireland has developed and prospered in recent years, and the violence, although by no means absent, no longer rules the province. In our own lives, we bump into mountainous problems. It may be over a dispute with a neighbour, or within our families, or at work, and it is almost impossible to imagine that will ever go away. Jesus commands us to have faith, and however tiny that faith might seem to be, we can be sure that God will work miraculously and powerfully. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we place our faith in you. We trust you with our lives and invite you to lead us today in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.